We're about to learn Tosfos. As I mentioned, yes, there's a very lengthy Tosfos. We won't necessarily see all of it, but there are some very, very, very important points that we do need to learn. Remember, the Gemara said on the very top line, "V'lech les hilchasa k'chol hanishmeitza." The halacha does not follow all of that that we have mentioned in the last half omud or so. Now, he mentioned several halachas. And how did the Gemara conclude? The Gemara says, Elo, this principle about the child needing to know l'mi mevorachim, who is he benching to? So Tosfos, have a look at this long Tosfos. We'll see part of it. Says Tosfos, v'les hilchasa k'chol hanishmeitza. Elo, kiha, koten hayoidea, etc., etc. Says Tosfos. Mashma, dekoi, nami, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who taught us that a koten pay.
Oh, that's bad. Thank you, sir. I thought we'd solve this problem.
Okay, back on?
You're back.
Yeah.
I just switched internet user. It should be good now. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who taught us that a cotton peireach can be incorporated in a zimun. Now, what is a cotton peireach? We're a machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos. Everybody agreed we're talking about a child who is not quite 13. According to Rashi, he absolutely has shtei sairis, and according to Tosfos, he has the beginning of shtei sairis. They're not long enough. That was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. So the 12-year-old boy who has either produced shtei sairis or is on the way to producing shtei sairis, he can be incorporated in the zimun. That was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. Now, if the Gemara says to us, we do not pasken lahalocha any of the previous statements, so l'chayra, that would incorporate that of Rabbi Yochanan as well. It sounds like the Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush, which was about this cotton peireach, is not Neigea halacha lemaisa. And what is? Rather, if you want to know, can a child be incorporated in a zimun or not? The answer is you have to test him. Does he know who is he benching to? He has to be Yodea lemisha mevorachim. But the whole concept about shtei sairis, etc., it seems to be, has now become irrelevant. That's what Tosfos is beginning this Tosfos with. Again, mashma. The implication is dekoi nami Rabbi Yochanan. It sounds like he's referring also to Rabbi Yochanan's statement about the cotton peireach. Says Tosfos, veloi nehira. But that does not appear correct. Even though I admit it does seem to be that way in the Gemara, but says Tosfos, I don't think that's correct. Why? Shaharei Ein derech ha-gemara. It's not the normal way of the Gemara. Shesoser, that it would merely contradict divrei amoiroim v'habraisa shehevi raya ledivrei Rabbi Yochanan b'loi shum tam. Let's not forget, all of the other statements in the Gemara were freestanding statements, right? Remember the Gemara said, if you have 9 people and it looks like 10, that's a zimun. Then the Gemara says, if you have 2 talmidei chachomim, that looks like a zimun. That was a one-off line, no discussion about it, for or against. But Rabbi Yochanan's statement about cotton pereach, the Gemara actually backed it up with a braisa, right? We brought the Gemara, brought the braisa, la suyei mai. So if we bring a braisa to back up the words of the Gemara, of the Amoraim, says Tosfos, that's not the derech for the Gemara now to reject it completely without giving any reason. If an Amora authors a statement with no basis or proof, so then says Tosfos, I don't mind saying in the final analysis, I'm very sorry, but we don't paskin like that lahalocha. Fine, no problem. But Rabbi Yochanan was backed up by a brisa. So if you want to reject that and you want to say we don't paskin like that lahalocha, you've got to explain to me why on earth not. But merely to say, sorry, we don't paskin like that. Really, why not? What's wrong with the brisa? So therefore, says Tosfos, even though it does seem to be, it's true, the mashmos of the Gemara is that we're going back on Rabbi Yochanan's statement as well. Says Tosfos, no, lo nehira, I can't accept that. Let's have a look again. Shari ein derech ha-Gemara, says Tosfos. It's not the derech of the Gemara. She soiser, to contradict divrei amoraim, v'ha braisa, let's not forget, there's a braisa shehevi raya ledivrei Rabbi Yochanan, beloi shum tam, without any reason. If you'd have an opposing brisa or a proof, whatever it may be, fine, I'm willing to listen. But merely to say, yes, Rabbi Yochanan said this statement. Yes, we have a brisa to back him up, but sorry, we reject it. Well, that needs explanation. And if there's no explanation, then we can't be, we're just rejecting Rabbi Yochanan out of hand. That cannot be. V'yesh loima, you're right. Dekoi akotan peireach. It is referring back to cotton peireach. However, what it's saying is kloima. What it's saying is cotton peireach mezami. A cotton peireach who we said can be incorporated in the zimun. Hainu dafka hayoidea lemimavarachin. The Gemara is not rejecting, the Gemara is just qualifying. V'tarvayu bo'inon. And you actually require both factors. So we're not rejecting it. When Rabbi Yochanan said that a cotton pereach could be incorporated in a zimun, we're not turning around and saying, no, that's all irrelevant, waste of time, not negea l'halocha, and the only deciding factor is yodea l'mi mevarech. That's not what the Gemara is doing. Rather, what is the Gemara doing? The Gemara is saying, you're right, the cotton poireach is negea l'halocha. We're just adding another factor on condition that the child also must know l'mi mevarechin. So Tosfos says it's unsatisfactory to say that we're merely rejecting Rabbi Yochanan out of hand for no good reason. After all, he has a braisa to back him up. So Tosfos, you're right, we're not rejecting Rabbi Yochanan. All we're doing is we're saying Rabbi Yochanan's statement is 100% correct, and indeed it's a braisa that supports it as well. We're just adding that all-important qualification. He has to be Yoideh L'mim Mevorachin, which means, says Tosfos, two words, Tarvayu Bo'inon. Tarvayu, both of these factors are required. Number one, that he has these Shtei Sairos, or at least according to Tosfos, the beginning of the Shtei Sairos. And number two, he has to be Yoideh L'mim Mevorachin. Fine, so Rabbi Yochanan is not rejected at all. Says Tosfos, Ula Pirushenu, according to our Pirush, remember Tosfos Pirush is that what? We're talking about a child who is almost bar mitzvah. He has begun to produce Shtei Sairos, albeit they are not fully developed. Sarech Loima, we have to say, Deloi Maisi Uvda da Abaya Varova. Remember the Gemara brought a story of Abaya Varova who demonstrated children who knew exactly to whom they were benching. Says Tosfos, "Deloy maisi uvda da baya rova leinyan azmini olayu." It wasn't with regard to incorporate them in a zimun. Elo lefarish, all we're doing is we're just explaining mahu, what does it mean? Quote unquote, katan hayedea lemi mevarachin. The Gemara said you've got to be yedea lemi mevarach. So we're just bringing a story to demonstrate and illustrate what does that mean, yedea lemi mevarach. So we had these amoraim as children who pointed to the sky, etc., etc., etc. But not that they were being asked to be included in a zimra. The mistoma loy porchim have, because probably they were not yet of age where they already begin producing shtei sayres. The imkain mahu rabu sayu, because if so, what will be the big chiddush? I mean, if these kids are over 12, so what's the big chiddush? Oh wow, they're 12-year-old children. And what did the Gemara say? Remember how the Gemara completed yesterday? Oh, he was so excited when he heard these children say what? That they knew Hashem is in the sky, near the new, you've got to point to the roof. And he said, oh, you can see they're destined for greatness. Excuse me. If we're talking about children who are almost bar mitzvah, why was he so excited? Destined for greatness because a 12 and a half year old boy knows where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Mahu Rabu Sayu. What's the big chiddush? Im yoidim lemi mevarachim. What's the big chiddush? They know who you make a bracha to? So clearly in the story of Rava and Abaya, how old were Rava and Abaya? They were not 12 years old. They were 5 years old. Oh, so the Rabba, remember Rabba was the one who asked them the question. Nami, the Ovad, he was the one who did so. Hainu laharois, he was trying to show sheyesh bohem bino. That they have this tremendous understanding, albeit vehem ketanim, even though they're young children, but v'loy mezamnin alayu, but he was not going to incorporate them in Zimun. So it's a little bit tricky. It turns out that when you have your 12-year-old boy who's poireach, who's got his shtei sayres, or at least the beginning of which, he also, you've got to double check, make sure he also knows lemi mevarachin. You've got to have those double conditions. When the Gemara demonstrated that, all the Gemara was demonstrating was, what does that mean, katan hayedea lemi mevarachim? But not that that story is a demonstration of a katan poireach, because if Abaya v'Rava were 12 years old, then there's no need to get so excited by the fact that lemi mevarachim. So the Gemara is just trying to demonstrate, you're right, they were 3 years old at the time. We're just trying to define, what does that mean, lemi mevarachim? Okay. Now, do you remember we said yesterday that there seems to be on the surface a stira in the Gemara? What was the stira? Because the Gemara over here says in order to be incorporated in a Zimun, how old do you have to be? You've got to be a katan poireach, so 12 with your shtei sayres or the beginning of shtei sayres. And yet the beginning of the Gemara, remember we saw a Gemara that says even a baby in the crib can join forces in a Zimun.
But the Mishnah said a katan cannot.
The Gemara explained, the Gemara asked that question, and the Gemara said there's a difference between 3 and 10. The Gemara says for 3, a katan cannot be mitzdarif, but in order to produce the 10th man, he can. And that is, by the way, how Tosfos, on the Amud that we learned yesterday, we saw this at the end of Tosfos, on Amud Beis there, Tosfos reconciled the two Gemaras again. Can a young child, a very young child, be incorporated in a Zimun? And the answer is, if you have 9 without him, then you can include him. But to be the third man, you cannot until he gets to the stage of Katan Poireach. But now, we have the big question once again. The Gemara on the top line has offered us this sweeping statement, less Hilchasa kecholan ishmaitza. We don't paskin like all of the previous halachas. So are we rejecting that halacha as well? The young baby who's going to be the 10th man, is that also being rejected? That chiddush was said to us, by the way, in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So look at Tosfos now. The Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. Af al pi de les hilchasa kechol hanishmaitza. Even though the Gemara says we don't pasken la halacha, like all of the previous statements, miu, however, halacha karibal. The halacha does follow Rabbi Shua ben Levi's statement. The Omar, who said that even a cotton mamish, even a literal young baby, oisin, oisoi, sniff, la'asara. The fact that he can be a joint force to make up the 10th man, yes, that we do pasken. The hochan over here, de boinon poireach, and in our Gemara where we require the child to be much older, he's got to be a poireach, and he's got to be a yoideya. When is that? Hainu dafka bishloisha. So with regard to forming a threesome, that's when the young baby cannot join forces, and that's when there's rules. And what are the rules? He's got to be a poireach, and he's got to be a yoideya. But if you already have a mezuman, you have 9 people, and you just want it to be in the presence of 10, then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's halacha stands. And then so Tosa says the conclusion, v'les hilchasa kachol hani shmeitzer, quote unquote, that line of the Gemara, loy koi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's not referring back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's halacha does stand lemaskona. So again, even though the Gemara is telling us that all of the previous statements do not stand up lahalacha, says Tosis, but the statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi does indeed stand lahalacha. Just give me 2 seconds, please. So if we were to stop over here, and we're not stopping over here, but if we were to stop over here, it sounds like in the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, halacha lemaisa, what would we expect in the Shulchan Aruch of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam would tell us that a child, very, very, very young child, or in fact, any age less than Pireach and Yoidea, cannot be the 3rd man, but can be the 10th man. Such that Rabbi Shua ben Levi's statement that a young child can be the 10th man does, in fact, remain standing la'alocha. Tosfos says, I can prove it. V'deika nami. What does v'deika nami mean? This is also meduyak. This is, in fact, the implication of the Gemara. How do I know? Shaharei mafsik ha-Gemara bintayim. Remember, the Gemara was mafsik. The Gemara interjected in the middle, ba'osei maisa the Rebbe Elezer. Remember the whole story of Rebbe Elezer who freed his servant, and the Gemara says, de la'olam yashkim odom, v'tanya kevosei. There was a whole middle piece. And if there was a middle piece in the Gemara, then I'm fully allowed, says Tosfos, to suggest that when the Gemara says, less hilchasa kachol ani shmeitza, it's only referring to those halachas that were mentioned post that story. But that story acts as a big barrier in the Gemara. So anything mentioned prior to that story, which by the way, is when Rabbi Shua ben Levi's statement was initially offered to us, we're not referring to that. And that is la halacha. So when the Gemara comes with this very general statement and says, we don't pasken like all of the previous Gemara. Fine, but let's define. What is the previous Gemara? How far back do we have to go? Says Tosfos, well, listen, there's a middle there. In the middle of the sugya, there's a whole big story about Rabbi Elezer, right? And he freed his slave, etc., etc. So that is the big barrier in the middle of the Gemara. So when we say we're not referring, the halacha does not follow the previous sugya, we mean everything after that story. So it's not referring to what's mentioned prior to that. So what is it referring to? Elokoi ahani shmeitza. It's referring to all those halachas. Underline the next word. De bosar tanya kavose. De yashkim. It's referring to all those halachas that are mentioned after the tanya kavose. All the halachas mentioned at the end of the sugya, that's what we're referring to now when we say, sorry, that's not la halacha. What is that, for example? Kogoin, for example, remember we said, Tisha v'oroin, v'shabbos, v'shnayim, v'tisha, nirin ka'asora, right? The case of nine people who look like 10, v'shnayim mechadadim, or two tamidei chachamim, v'kotn poireach, afolgav v'tona raisa, hochi la'asuyei poireach, even though we did bring a braisa to support the halacha of cotton pireach. So how can we possibly alter that, tamper with that? Says the Gemara, Yamideno, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has already established that that's talking about when he does not know, he doesn't know to whom he can be mevarich. And so then we do not paskin like that. But if he is your idea, then we can absolutely paskin it. V'hainu nami k'rabishua ben Levi. Da'oma la'el, koton ein mezamnin olav. What does it mean that a child cannot be incorporated in a zimun? Pirish, mutal ba'arisa ad sheyeda l'mi mevorachin. Avol oisin oisoy snif la'asora, pirish lebirkas amozoin. V'hu adin le'tfilo. And this young child can also be a 10th man in the minyan. The Baha loy polig Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman never ever disagreed with that. Dechi bo'i yoideya v'poireach. When did Rav Nachman require the double condition about poireach and yoideya? That was, as we explained, k'depirashnu hani mili lezimun shloisha. That was only to produce a threesome, but not for a 10-man Elokeinu. Avala sniff, moi de Rav Shua ben Levi, de sniff la sara, v'hu adin litfilo, the cotton mitzdaref. So let's press pause and sum up. Tosfos has told us so far, we have this rather general sounding statement, we do not paskan like any of the previous sugya. Says Tosfos, one second, that's not as straightforward as it sounds. The cotton poireach aspect, we do paskin like we said, we're not going to just reject it for no good reason. We've just added a qualification. You've got to be a cotton hayideh lemavarech, number one. Number two, if you go all the way back to the sugya, the beginning of the sugya, long before we ever brought the story, etc., that the young child can be the 10th man, that also does remain lahalacha. Everything else in between is rejected. Now, Tosfos has added a final chiddush, that when we say that the young child can be the 10th man means not only in Zimun, but also for tefillah. So if you've got 9 people in the shul and you're looking for a 10th person to form the minyan, you can have a young child, even if he's not poireach v'yoideya. Now, how does Tosfos know that whatever we mentioned about the 10th man for the zimun also applies for the 10th man for the minyan in shul? How do you know? Tosfos says, I'll prove it to you. Look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos, v'deikanami. Indeed, this is meduyak in the Gemara. The porich ola, because the Gemara asked a question, mimaisa de Rebbe Elezer shehoya litfila. Tosfos says, don't blame me, blame the Gemara, because the Gemara was talking about a zimun, about whether a cotton or an eved.
What am I about to be?
Right, and remember, what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, oh, how can you tell me that an Eved can be mitzdarif for a Zimun? So why did Rabbi Elezer have to be Meshachrer his Evet for the minion. One second. Why did the Gemara jump from a Zimun to a minion? So what do you see? Says Tosis, you clearly see that Zimun and a minion have the same rules. We ask from Maaser Rabbi Elazar Shoyel Tefillah Rabbi Shua ben Levi Demayri Beberkas Amozen. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was talking about the 10th man for a Zimun and benching, and you're busy asking questions from a story. Rabbi Elazar is not talking about benching, but rather he's talking about a minion in Shul. So Tosis says, you see quite clearly that what? But apparently the two have the same rules. There is a problem, says Tosis. Umiyutema, but we have a problem. To the Bereshis Rabba, quite rare, Tosis now quotes a Medrash. Ka'omar Olad, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Gemara, the Medrash there actually is referring to the statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that the cotton can be the 10th man for the Zimun. And you know what the Medrash says?
Oh.
The Medrash says, Hadahu detema. That is all referring to Lebirkas Amozen. Avo letfilo loi? Question mark. So it seems to me that the Medrash says the absolute opposite of what we just said. The Medrash clearly does differentiate between Birkas Amozen and Tefillah. Our Gemara seems to compare them. Our Gemara says, oh, can an Eved be part of the Zimun? What about Eved part of the Minyan? It's all the same thing. Says Tosis, you're right. V'hoya oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, de'ein halacha kein. The halacha does not follow the Medrash. Why does the halacha not follow the Medrash? Lefi she'choylek ala Gemara shelonu. Because the Medrash clearly disputes our Gemara. The Vadai Rabbi Shua ben Levi le inyan tfila nami ka'oma. Rabbi Shua ben Levi definitely, as far as our Gemara is concerned, is also referring to tfila. How do I know? Mida porich. Because you see that the Gemara asked me uvda derbeleze demairi b'tfila. The Gemara asks a question on Zimun from a story of Rabbi Elazar that was talking about tfila. So if you want to know, says Tosis in the final analysis, is benching and tefillah the same or not the same? So it's true, the Medrash seems to make a distinction between the two, says Tosis, but that cannot be the halacha. Why can that not be the halacha? Because in our Gemara, you see absolutely clearly that the Gemara compares Zimun to tefillah. So whatever was said about tefillah, that the 10th man can be the young child, is true also for tefillah, not just for Zimun, also for tefillah.
I'm just curious, what's the halacha of my son?
We'll see, we're gonna keep on going, we'll see.
Okay.
So at the moment, let's just press pause again for one more second. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, everything we've mentioned in this Tosis has been the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam at least seems to be telling us halacha lemaisa, a double chiddush. What was Rabbeinu Tam's double chiddush? Number one, that the child forming the 10-man zimun remains lahalacha. And chiddush number two is that that applies also for tefillah. Yes, the Medrash says it doesn't apply for tefillah. We don't paskin like the Medrash, we paskin like our Gemara. So, as you quite rightly point out, we need to examine, is this indeed halacha lemaisa? From the way Rabbeinu Tam has presented it, we would expect to open a Shulchan Aruch and find that if you have nine people in the Gros Shul and struggling to form a minyan, so you can bring a young child, so too by Zimun as well. That's what Rabbeinu Tam seems to be telling us. Whether or not this really does remain halacha lemaisa, we'll have to see it presently. Okay, let's keep on going. Says Tosfos, v'yesh metzarfin cotton letfilah rak sheyehei chumish biyadoi. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes.
Some people take a child and they say, well, hold the chumish and Bob's your uncle. You can be the 10th man. Says Tosfos, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, he's not very complimentary about this minhag, to put it mildly. The minhag shtus. What does minhag shtus mean? You can all translate it as politely as you can, as you want, but basically it is a foolish, nonsensical minhag. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Now, do you remember the Gemara earlier on said, if you have two people or nine people and the oroin, you've got a minion. And the Gemara says, what is that supposed to mean? An oroin is not a person. And the Gemara is forced to say, yeah, you're quite right. We have to retranslate that. So L'chaira would have the same question over here as well. What's the purpose of bringing a chumish? A chumish is not a person. And that's what Tosa says now.
He's calling the idea of a cut and holding the chumish. That's the shtus, not the fact that a cutton can't be the 10th man. Okay.
Right. The chumish is totally irrelevant. Why?
Okay.
Those places, the chihechi, just as we said before, the omar, we said in the previous bit of the sutra, otu, oroin, gavra, who, quote unquote, the Gemara says, is the oroin a person? Is hachenami? So too, we could pose the same question about a chumish. Otu, chumish, gavra, who, is the chumish a person? So, number one, it makes no sense to incorporate a chumash. Number two, Ramosha Zelig, here's your question. I don't need a chumash. Va'oid, ha dekoma kotten mitstaref, hainu, afilu, b'loi chumash. So therefore, on both counts, says Rabbeinu Tam, the minig is nonsensical. The chumash doesn't help, and the chumash is not needed. I don't need it because, as we've already said, this is Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush once again, that the 10th man in the minyan and in benching can be a kotten. Remember, all of this is Rabbeinu Tam l'shitose, it's halacha l'maaseh, and there's no distinction between benching and tefillah. So, number one, you don't need a chumash. And number two, if you needed it, it wouldn't help. Because it can't be better than an aura, and a chumash is not a person. Va'oid, and thirdly, what is this whole business of bringing a chumash? Deloi chazinon b'shum duchta. What does duchta mean? Duchta is a place. We don't see in any place the mahani. We don't find anywhere this concept of holding a chumash does anything for anybody. Elo, there is one source for it. One source, and obviously the minag is based on this source. Be'uvda de'ibur hashana. There was a story with regard to making a year into a leap year. You've got to form a bezdin to do so. Kesha oilin ba'aliyah, they all went up to the attic. The bezdin, the pirkei rebelezer, the ka'omar, it says over there, b'shloisha ma'abrin es hashana. It says you actually only need the smaller size bezdin. You only need three dayonim to make the year into a leap year. But Rabbi Eleza Oimer, no, I disagree. And Rabbi Eleza says you need ba'asara, you need 10 people. The im nisma'atu. And if they were reduced in numbers, mevi'in sefer Torah va'oisin agula. Then you bring a Sefer Torah and you produce, I'm not sure what Agula is. So that's the only place, the only source that you'll ever find that you bring a Sefer Torah and that somehow acts as a replacement for a human being. But, says Tosfos, I'm sorry, the ein mazkir shom sheyehei hakotan oichez a Sefer Torah. It doesn't say that the one holding a Sefer Torah is a cotton. It says you need two dayanim and you've only got nine. Say this to bring a Sefer Torah. And that will ki'ilu be the 10th. But it doesn't say anything. The cotton does that. Not only that, says Tosfos, the hosam over there, Nami loy ka'omar elo sefer Torah ha'osui begilyoin. Even there, that's talking about a fully fledged sefer Torah written on parchment. Aval chumoshin shalonu, but our chumoshin printed brachos shemoy separately, that's nothing, loy. So therefore says Tosfos, in no uncertain terms, this whole minig makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Firstly, the chumash is not going to help. Secondly, you don't need a chumash. Thirdly, the chumash that's ever mentioned is not a chumash, it's a sefer Torah. Fourthly, it's nothing to do with the cotton, it's to do with there when you haven't got 10 dayonim in Ibra Chodesh. There is zero source and zero sense behind this minig, says Tosfos, and therefore I maintain that if you have 9 people plus the cotton, that will constitute a minyan, and you don't need to hold a chumash. Not only do you not need to, it doesn't help anyway, so you're wasting your time. Okay, so we'll have to hold it over here, and Bez Hashem will try and continue this tomorrow, and we will see indeed, halacha l'maisa l'maisa, how do we paskin in all of this? So we'll see that in Bez Hashem tomorrow.
Sure.
Be well. Okay. Well, to...